Authorities in southern Afghanistan accuse Iran of meddling in their business. Iran is one of several neighboring countries that try to influence events in Afghanistan. Tehran provided aid to anti-Taliban fighters. With the defeat of the Taliban, Afghan authorities consider Iranian weapons and money a threat to their fragile new government, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The governor of Afghanistan's Helmand province holds court in a crowded waiting room. Every few hours, Mullah Sher Mohammed emerges from his office, takes a seat in a corner chair, and meets whatever petitioners or visitors come to see him. Several weeks after the Taliban collapsed, an Iranian general came here. Provincial officials identify the Iranian as a general named Babani. They say he came offering to provide the provincial government with humanitarian aid. Governor Sher Mohammed insists that he sent the man away. I told him that any aid had to go through the central government, the governor says. It was an awkward moment for the Afghan governor, awkward enough that he waited 3 days before refusing the assistance. Just a few months ago, Iran was his sponsor. He was commanding forces that opposed the Taliban, and he says he accepted Iranian weapons and other aid. Now that the Taliban is gone, the country's regional leaders are struggling to do without that kind of help. Yusuf Pashtun is an aide to the governor of Kandahar, who has authority over the country's southern region.
We have to play by the rule of a central government, a united country, even if it 100% does not exist.
Pashtun alleges that two Iranian generals visited Afghanistan and stopped in several southern provinces. He charges that the Iranians were still making visits as recently as last week. Though he refuses to name names, he claims that several local leaders accepted offers of money and weapons. He says some may feel they have no other source of aid.
I mean, there are many people who think that they are loyal to Afghanistan, but they have no alternative to get money from Iran. I mean, this is the kind of a paradoxical situation, I know.
Afghanistan's neighbors have long backed different regional warlords, and their conflicting agendas helped prolong the country's wars. Now, Afghanistan again is ruled by a collection of military leaders. In the south, in Kandahar, a regional warlord named Gul Aga Sherzai has won power with the backing of the United States. In the west, in Herat, another warlord named Ismail Khan enjoys strong backing from Iran. In between those two cities lies a patchwork of rural provinces such as Helmand, where that Iranian general turned up recently. Kandahar officials charged that the Iranians made it into the country with the help of Herat. In an interview, Kandahar intelligence chief Haji Gulalai suggested that Herat was trying to extend its influence southward. Ismail Khan and the Iranians have also sent truckloads of money into Helmand province, he said. Last week, the Kandahar intelligence chief reportedly made another statement. The Reuters news service quoted him saying that Kandahar officials were prepared to send 20,000 troops toward Herat, partly to battle Iranian influence. In Herat, officials promptly responded. Governor Ismail Khan told reporters that he was prepared to defend his city against any attack. For a few moments, Afghanistan seemed to be slipping into its old nightmare, foreign influence leading to battle between competing warlords. But at least for now, the conflict is only words. Kandahar officials quickly conceded they had no right to talk of sending troops against Herat. The Kandahar intelligence chief disavowed his statement about sending 20,000 soldiers. He claimed he'd been misquoted by a foreign interpreter. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.